Game 5, Hurricanes and Devils tonight here at PNC Arena. A gentleman who used to cover the Carolina Hurricanes back in the day and is now a sports columnist, but for the Star Ledger and NJ.com. The pride of the Nutley High School Maroon Raiders, Steve Politti, joins us on the Adam Gold Show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. In an alternate universe, I am also the pride of the Nutley High School Maroon Raiders. I think you were more of a more of the pride than I was.
No. You... Do not sell yourself short. There's plenty of room for many prides in Nutley.
Well, that is true. That's right. Martha Stewart, also Nutley High School. So you wrote the other day, this struck me because I kind of felt this way, but I appreciated that you wrote it. You wrote that you thought the New Jersey Devils quit in game four. Was it more about the second period or the third?
Yeah. I mean, I think what I found, and I think watching it, a lot of people reach the same conclusion. And then you talk to the Devils in the locker room, and you know they didn't deny it. I mean, Nico Hischier said, we stopped playing. Damon Severson said there was just no response, no pushback to what the Hurricanes did. The third period, they just skated it out, you know.
Right.
I guess when you're down 6-1, maybe that's, just, you know, all right, Xavier, you're not going to win. But also, you kind of want to see some fight, some fire, some heart, something from them, and you just didn't get it in that game. So, I was disappointed. I think a lot of fans were. They were booed off the ice in the second period.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen tonight, but certainly you would think that they would want to have a better effort, to win or lose, to end what has been a good season. You don't want that to be your last image of this team if they are, in fact, not going to advance here.
At Steve Politti on Twitter, columnist, Star Ledger, NJ.com. Is there a guy on the roster that can be that tone setter? Because I think it almost has to happen with a physical edge tonight.
Well, that guy would be Timo Meier, definitely. Yeah, I mean, he's the one who's gotten under, certainly was under the Rangers' skin in the first series. He's the one guy who gets into the crease. You know, he's only got one goal in these playoffs. They brought him in here for that, to be that impactful player in the postseason. And he has been good. He just hasn't gotten on the stat sheet good. So, I mean, I think you're looking at one guy who can be sort of that player. You know, it's funny that but the other guys you would think who would have that impact. I mean, a guy familiar to Hurricanes fans will be Dougie Hamilton, is -8 in this playoffs, in this series, without a single point. Just a, you know, massively disappointing postseason. Devils are waiting for a ton of guys to do something. Nico Hischier, Jesper Bratt, just a bunch of guys who they counted on in the regular season who have not produced. So, I mean, at this point, whoever wants to be the step up and do it, they'll take anybody.
Has Dougie caught any heat from whether it's the papers or talk radio? Frankly, I don't know if the Fan or ESPN in New York is having a whole bunch of discussions about this with the Yankees in last place, even though they're four games over 500. The Mets are doing much worse than the Yankees. They're just not in last place. But has Hamilton or anybody else caught heat?
Nah, I mean, you're right. They're just, yeah, we're the Yankees and Mets playing below their expectations. The Knicks are in the playoffs. The NFL really needs to get schedule. I mean, the Devils do not crack the radio mainstream in the New York market. So no real heat. I mean, you know, certainly I requested to talk to him after that game in game four, just because obviously the guy brought here $63 million, just a lot of expectations. He admitted he's obviously not playing up to his own expectations. He wants to be better. You know, that doesn't take away from the fact he was excellent during the course of the year. Certainly he's probably one of the top 5, 6, 7 defensemen in the league. You know, and is a big reason why they're here in the first place. But yeah, I mean, this is the time of year when it matters. And certainly it has not been a good postseason for him, either as the offensive defenseman or for that matter, frankly, for that matter, just defensively. You know, he's been lacking. So that's a problem that I think that people are going to take a long look at when the season's over.
Steve Politti is joining us here at Steve Politti on Twitter, NJ.com, Star Ledger columnist. Moving on from Dougie to the goaltending, They went back and forth. They started with Akira Schmid. He was pulled in both games. They went to Vitek Vanacek. He went in game four. Didn't work out. They pulled. What do they do tonight? Is McKenzie? They didn't skate today, so we have no idea. Is McKenzie Blackwood a possibility? Is Martin Brodeur a possibility?
Chico Resch is going to come out of the radio booth. One of the original Devils goalies, bring him down. I don't know, and I don't know that there's a good answer, really. Mackenzie Blackwood has not played since, I think, early April, and he wasn't good when he did. So if they go down that route, it's really just a lottery ticket. You know, I mean, Vitek Vanacek has been bad in virtually all of his postseason starts. At least Akira Schmid has a couple of good ones. That's where I would go if I were Lindy Ruff today. You know, but again, there's no good answer. He's not had a great goalie performance in a while. And really, if they play like they did, and he's right, he said this after the game four, if they play like they did in front of him, they could be anybody. It could be the statue of Martin Brodeur outside the Prudential Center. It wouldn't matter. They just weren't good enough. In that game, it's funny, Vitek Vanacek made a couple really big saves early on before the Hurricanes broke it open. So he did have his moments. They just too many shots, too many scoring chances, and he wasn't good after that.
Steve Politti, NJ.com, is with us here. What have been the questions either of Lindy Ruff or about Lindy Ruff? Waiting too long to change the goalie? Should he have done something differently? Or ultimately, do we overblow all of these things?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably a little bit of that. And it was curious that he waited until after the fifth goal to pull the goalie, did it the third goal with Schmidt. I don't know that it would have made a difference at all. I think the bigger question is just why this team is just, you just don't know what's going to show up at the ice. And I think that's been a broader question. I don't know if that's a coaching thing, if that's a motivational thing, if that's an experience thing, if it's a leadership thing. I really don't know. You know, some games they've been brilliant, just absolutely come out and just dominate and use their speed and race. And it looked like that was going to be the case in game four. And then they just stopped. They just stopped skating. They stopped doing what makes them good. And it was sort of flabbergasting to watch it in real time, because something changed. And as it was happening, you could see it. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think Lindy Ruff is at a loss to answer that question as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. And then finally for you, Steve, this year has been so great and the team is so young and the future is so bright. And I know nobody wants to hear it now, but has this almost been gravy?
Yeah, I think once you won game seven against the Rangers and you took that series and you gave your fans that bragging rights for the rest of the year, anything after that was going to be gravy. You had the biggest turnaround in the regular season. You've established the fact that you've got all these young players, 21, 19, 24, your core players, that you're going to be in this position year after year. The team, you know, this team's not going away. I think what would be disappointing, if you want to, you know, just say, would just be these scores, you know what I mean? 6-1, 5-1, 6-1. It's just the other point of it. Like you just thought they'd be better than this, this time of year. So I think that'd be the one thing that would take a little bit away from it. But if it does end tonight, I think Devils fans would be very satisfied.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a good game. I don't think we're going to see a crazy one like we have seen for all four of these games, pretty much. But that's kind of the way the playoffs have gone. Steve Politti, at Steve Politti, Star Ledger, Pride of Nutley High School, NJ.com. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
Yes, see you tonight. Thanks, Seth. Take care.